الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وسئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكيس الناس ومن أحزم الناس فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأكثرهم استعدادا للموت ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا أولئك الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد Most respected and noble ulama ikram, huffaz of the Quran Kareem, Jama'atul Muslimin, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's rude upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the greatest gift that anybody can wish for, the ni'mah of iman and its manifestation in the most perfect, pure and compassionate teachings of the deen of Islam. A group of rabbis once came to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, that you have a verse in your Quran, had it been revealed upon us, the Jews, we would have taken the day of its revelation as a day to be celebrated for all times to come, referring to the verse that Allah ta'ala revealed in the Hajjatul Wada on the plains of Arafat upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approximately 80 days before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's departure from this temporary abode, in which Allah ta'ala speaks about the perfection, the completion, and the confirmation of Allah ta'ala's ni'mah, and the only deen acceptable to Allah ta'ala after the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the deen of Islam. Furthermore, we are extremely fortunate Allah has granted us this great honor of being linked and associated to that being who is the most beloved to Allah, the most lofty, the most superior in the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala, Al-Habib Al-Mustafa Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, though he had come last as a Nabi to this dunya, his Nubuwa was decreed before any other Nabi. While Sayyidina Adam Alayhi Salaam was being created, already Allah Ta'ala decreed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be the final and the greatest of all of Allah Ta'ala's messengers. So let us love this great Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than we love anybody, including ourselves. Emulate the Mubarak ways and sunnahs of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all aspects of our lives. Ponder and think about the huge sacrifices that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to go through for this deen to reach us. In the early days, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would plead with people, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ, witnesses say, they would notice sometimes, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, the disrespect towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would throw sand upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved daughter, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, as a young child, would come and wipe her father's face. On an occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda, and they put the entrails, the intestines of a camel on the Mubarak back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The young daughter, Hazrat Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, comes to remove that. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with great hopes to Taif, there was verbal abuse. They were pelting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blood oozing from the Mubarak body, so much so that the Mubarak feet clogged to the sandals. On the occasion of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sustains injuries. The Mubarak forehead is bleeding. The Mubarak tooth is made shaheed. The bottom lower Mubarak lip is bleeding. And Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do they not now warrant? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I have not been sent as a cursor to humanity. I have been sent rahmatul lil alameen. Allahumma ahdi qawmi, Allahumma aghfir li qawmi, fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, guide my people, O Allah, forgive my people, for they do not know the reality. So this great beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most worthy of being emulated in his Mubarak ways and sunnahs. An emulation of one sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all aspects of our lives. Our salah, our dealings with those around us, humility, tolerance, but being hurt at the command of Allah Ta'ala, being broken in our appearance, in our mannerisms, our dress code, in fact, in every aspect of our lives, the way we eat, drink, sleep. A non-Muslim once taunted Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an, noticing Sahaba radiallahu anhu's ma'in's adherence to the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our lives. So he asked in a mocking manner, do you follow your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even in answering the call to nature? And Sayyidina Salman radiallahu anhu, and a great lesson, Muslim one should never ever have an inferiority complex, because this is the most perfect and pure deen. Every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is at the highest levels of wisdom, of hikmah, of compassion. Sayyidina Salman radiallahu ta'ala very boldly says that yes, even in that we have been given clear-cut directives that when we relieve ourselves, we do not face towards Qibla, our backs towards Qibla. We make istinja with the left hand, we cleanse ourselves thoroughly. So love the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make a concerted effort to bring those alive. We have these very, very auspicious moments left, a mere small number of days to see out the end of this great month, where again Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah with the best of all days of the week, Yawmul Jumu'ah, last night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, also being the 27th night of Ramadan, possibility of Laylatul Qadr. So this does not, we need to be wary of not dropping our guard or being complacent or taking it easy. In the end life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala revealed, the last surah revealed is an entire surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, denoting the imminent departure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this dunya, because the mission, the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was complete. In Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks the ummah who have congregated there in a large number, أَلَا هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ, that tell me, have I conveyed the message? Have I fulfilled the amana and trust? And in unison, in one voice, definitely you have done so. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Allah, be witness. I have fulfilled my responsibility. So this surah clearly denoted that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's days were very short numbered in this dunya. And Allah Ta'ala gives the etiquettes of how you come to conclude an action when Allah has given tawfiq. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, when you see people entering into Islam in droves, in throngs, then excessively praise and glorify Allah. Say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, or Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, praising Allah alone who has guided a person to complete that action. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, but at the same time also beg Allah Ta'ala forgiveness. This is for us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya alayhi sallam are ma'asoom, they are pure, they are perfect. That there are many shortcomings and weaknesses in our actions, and to save ourselves from pride, excessive istighfar, for beg Allah Ta'ala for our many, many shortcomings. And with that, the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna, this great worry and concern of qabuliyah and acceptance. We still have very, very auspicious moments. The 29th night, tomorrow night, still a possibility of Laylatul Qadr. The last night of Ramadan, which is either Saturday or Sunday night, depending on Sunday or Monday night. The last night of Ramadan, those who had fasted are completely forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, is that Laylatul Qadr? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, this is an extra and a separate virtue. Laylatul Qadr is there, but on the last night, when a laborer has fulfilled the responsibility, then one is given the recompensation in full, and what better than complete blanket forgiveness. So this wariness and this concern of maghfirah, that Ramadan must not go by and I'm not amongst the forgiven ones, this begging, pleading in the court of Allah Ta'ala, still abundant tawbah and istighfar. It is also on the last night of Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala emancipates and frees as many people from the fire of Jahannam as had been freed throughout the entire month. Every night Allah Ta'ala frees, emancipates, grants immunity and asylum from Jahannam to huge multitudes in this ummah. And the last night of Ramadan, as many as had been forgiven throughout the entire month or forgiven on that one night, freed to never ever enter Jahannam. So let us beg Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, amongst the four things we are encouraged to do excessively, is beg Allah Ta'ala for Jannah, protection from Jahannam. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah in abundance. We still pursue that. In fact, from Idha Ja'a Nasrullah, we also learn another etiquette, that when a person comes to the conclusion of being guided to goodness, one does not let off, rather one exerts oneself even more excessively. After the revelation of Idha Ja'a, fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir innahu kana tawwaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exert himself ever more so than before, so much so that those beautiful Mubarak feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would swell because of excessively long rakats. Our respected and chaste mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, says, why the need to exert yourself so much when Allah has given you these guarantees and promises? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's response, afala akunu abdan shakura, should I not be one who shows great shukr and gratitude in abundance to Allah Ta'ala for these ni'mas and favors? Also, when we are doing tawbah and sincere repentance, remorse and shame over our past, to practically forsake the sin. And a very important component of tawbah is to make a sincere intention never to go back to that haram and sin from which you are repenting. That is sincere tawbah, and a tawbah acceptable to Allah Azza wa Jal. That after Ramadan, our lives become better in every way in comparison to our lives before Ramadan. And part of an accepted tawbah is that a person refrains from that sin. Consider and ponder daily, take out time, remembrance of death. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when being asked that amongst human beings, who are the most wise, who are the most foresighted and prudent, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave two criteria. Those who remember death the most, and those who in amal, in practice, prepare the best for life after death. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about such people? They are indeed the intellectuals, the wise, the foresighted of my ummah. And for them are two great, great promises. They are those who have accumulated for themselves the honor and dignity in the true sense of the word. And they will be of the VIP and the hierarchies of the akhirah. So daily remembrance of death. Think about Jannah, Jahannam. What a vast difference. The mere entry, people of Jannah will be taken in carriages with great dignity and esteem. They will be congratulated in the warmest of words. People taken to Jahannam, driven like animals, thirsty, reprimanded at the very, very entry. The drinks of Jannah for the mu'mineen and those whom Allah honors with entry into Jannah, the various rivers of milk, of honey, of non-intoxicating wine, of pure and fresh water, the springs of Jannah, Salsabil, Tasneem, the best of all, and thereafter Hawd-e Kawthar and the river of Kawthar, such drinks that a person will never ever feel thirsty thereafter. On the other hand, the people of Jahannam, may Allah protect, what will be their drink in severe thirst when they will plead for something to drink? Boiling, scalding water. The pus that emanates from the bodies of people of Jahannam will be given to them as a drink. People of Jannah will be clad in clothing of nobility and esteem. People of Jahannam will be made to wear tight-fitting clothing made of something that resembles tar, that will intensify the fire of Jahannam even more upon them. The food of Jannah, وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, whichever birds they see and fowls and desire, it will be immediately ready to eat in front of them. Fruits of their wish and desire in Jahannam will be the prickly, bitter fruits, zaqqum. That is, the fruits and drinks of Jahannam will be such that it will split up the entrails on the inside. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. The slogan, the call of the people of Jannah, all times praising Allah, they will be congratulated wherever they go, for all times, never ever ending. People of Jahannam will be scolded, reprimanded at all times. They will beg and plead that, oh Allah, take us out from this wretched abode, let us go back to dunya. We have this great opportunity right now to make it count so that we do not have that regret. They will plead and beg, let us go back just for a few moments maybe just to read the kalima, make tawbah, but they will never be given the chance. Sometimes they will plead, O Malik, the doorkeeper of Jahannam, beg Allah Ta'ala to give us death to put an end to this misery. And sometimes they will plead that only reduce the punishment for just one day. Just for one day reduce the punishment. And the first of the stages of the Akhirah is the Qabr. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, when death was mentioned, when he would pass a Qabr, and this is that personality, third greatest human being after Anbiya alayhi salam, guaranteed Jannati Ashara Mubashara, number 3, the special companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. But he used to weep so profusely on the mention of death, on the passing of a Qabr, that his beard would become completely moistened with tears on being asked. He says, I have heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the Qabr, the grave, is the first of the stages of the Akhirah. Whomsoever is saved from its punishment will be saved from all forms of punishment thereafter. But the one who is tormented and punished in the Qabr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is absolute haqq and reality. If I did not fear that you would stop burying your dead, I would ask Allah Ta'ala to let you listen to the shrieks and the screaming of the inmates of the Qabrs. But for fear that you will stop burying your dead, I cannot do so. So if one has failed in the Qabr, then all the other stages become excessively more difficult. Allahu Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq inshallah to take lesson, to spend these few moments that we have in this Mubarak month in a manner that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Reminder inshallah, once again, last opportunity is a Jum'ah in Ramadan to contribute. Let us open up our hearts, where rewards of good deeds are multiplied many, many fold in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So contributing to the house of Allah, the madrasa, that we will have a share in any good that will emanate inshallah ta'ala. One of the great forms of sadaqah jariyah, when we are in a qabr desperately in need of good, then maybe we had given to a masjid, maybe somebody sitting in that masjid and reading subhanallah, repenting, doing hifz of Quran, making tilawah, and that reward comes to us, how welcome that would be. So open up our hearts, then donate as generously as possible. As far as the Eid Salah is concerned, inshallah, the Eid talk will commence at the usual venue at Marks Park, inshallah. The talk will commence at 5 to 7, and Jama'ah and Salah will be at 7:15, quarter past 7 sharp. Let us try and arrive timelessly well beforehand. Salah will take place at 7:15 sharp, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers are requested, inshallah, to bring along your own musallas, and do adhere to the directives given regarding parking, so we do not inconvenience anybody. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There will also be collections taking place at the Eidgah, inshallah, for the masjid as well as Qabristan. Let us, inshallah, donate generously there as well.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على نعمة الإيمان والإسلام وأن جعلنا في أمة حبيبه المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى هذه النعمة العظيمة التي سوف تودعنا شهر رمضان فلنغتنم من اللمحات الذهبية الباقية من هذا الشهر العظيم بالإكثار من التوبة والاستغفار وتلاوة القرآن والدعاء، وأن نسبح الله عز وجل ونحمده على ما وفقنا، وأن نستغفره سبحانه وتعالى ليكفرنا عن سيئاتنا ويغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتقصيراتنا في هذا الشهر العظيم، وأن نكثر من الدعاء للقبول كما قال سيدنا إبراهيم عليه السلام: ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ولنكثر من ذكر الموت والنار والجنة. قال الله عز وجل: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا ذكر هازم اللذات، يعني الموت. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن بقية أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زوجاته المطهرات أمهات المؤمنين، خصوصا خديجة وعائشة وحفصة رضي الله عنهن، وبناته الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء، وسيدنا الحسن وسيدنا الحسين رضي الله عنهما، وبقية العشرة المبشرة، وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى والمساجد كلها في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصر المسلمين على أعدائك أعداء الدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Straighten the shoulders, filling the gaps between shoulders, and share that the heels are in a straight line. Standing as close as possible in salah, leaving no gaps between ourselves, is a means of increasing unity and muhabbat.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة وقد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا تقاربوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل قد وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام أنت السلام أنت الرحمة يا جلالي. There's an announcement. There's a janaza from our area. Very fortunate. Marhum passed away last night. Fortunate Ramadan night of Jumu'ah as well. As one of the odd numbered nights, Allah Ta'ala grant maghfirah. Request is that as many brothers as possible, inshallah, participate in the janazah salah as well as the burial. The pickup will be from the street of the masjid down the road at 2:30. Pickup at 2:30, inshallah, proceeding to Nuclear. Remember Nuclear Qabristan, inshallah. Janazah salah will be performed at Nuclear Qabristan as well as burial. One who attends the janazah salah as well as participates in the burial of another mu'min, what a great opportunity we have in Ramadan, comes back with reward equivalent to two huge mountains equivalent to Mount Uhud for participating in janazah salah and the burial of a mu'min. Allah Ta'ala grant maghfirah and sabr jameel to the family, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار في شهر رمضان اللهم اغفر لنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصف المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.